Welcome to the Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Mai Daf Chav Beis and the Oiz Vahadar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. Says the Gemara in the second line, Achin Vonim Ein Rishoyim Limkor Dmai. The grocers don't have the Rishus to sell Dmai Tamaritz. They have to do every Hafrasha needed. Chavurai B'Shem Rablozer, the friends of Nimer Rablozer, explain our Mishnah, the Rameyu, Terameyu Amar Loitiru Limkor Dmai El Sitoim Bilvat. Ramir is the one who said that the only one who could sell Dmai is only the Sitoin, only the wholesaler. But a regular grocer, no. Hezer of Yosei asked Rabbi Yosei a question. Famastizo Pligo, our Mishnah doesn't work with Ramir. Because the end of our Mishnah said, Eiluim Mamashpim Bemidogasa, who are the ones that sell in large quantity? Kigona Sitoinus, mean the wholesaler, Umochre Tvuo, Have is Achoramim. So the Mishnah says, I'll give you an example of people that could sell and they don't have to do Dumai. One of them is Titoris, the wholesale. The other one is Moichet Tvuo. People that sell Tvuo, they usually sell in large quantity. Mashra, there's even more. That's not like Rameyer. According to Rameyer, there's only Titoris. The only one they're allowed to sell is only the wholesale, nobody else. Our Mishnah sounds like there's a whole list. So says the Gemara, Omar Avisi, Lo Ala Do Rablozor, Omar Ado Milso. Rablos did not say his words on our Mishnah. On our Mishnah, he can't say that our Mishnah goes like Rameyer. Ela adado, alado detani, the following thing, the following Mishnah. That's only if he sold in his store or the entrance to the store. Aval im haya moicher bepalter or bechanusoy shesmuch lepalter, maaser lekol. So what does it mean? Talking about the kulo that we have with a baker, is only when the baker is doing it in public. So a baker is selling in public, that's when the police will come and force him to sell for cheap. But if he's doing it in a quiet place, Palter is like this place where he bakes and nobody is there, it's not his main store. So then you don't give him the kulo not to do Dumai. He does have to do Afrasho because he could sell and make more money when nobody watches him. So here we're saying, Chavar B'Sharam Lozor said, they're a mayor. This is a mayor. Now, according to the Gaon, Reb Chaim, we don't mention the following sentence that he's quoting Rameyer, and we skip right after that. Haidan Rameyer, which Rameyer are you referring to that this goes like Rameyer? Which Rameyer? Haidat Aninan Levasro, it says right after that, Rameyer Oimet Shedar Koilim Madet Begaso Umid Dodo Bidako. Something that a person usually sells as a wholesaler, large quantities. But now he decided to sell in small quantities. So then, Tfeilo Gaso Lidako. This is the Gersa Reb Chaim is using. I mean, then we say, at the end of the day, now he's selling in small quantities, he has to do a frosho. Even though when he would sell in large quantities, he doesn't. And even though usually he sells large quantities, now that he sold small quantities, he needs to do a frosho of Dmai. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Tayar Abchi argues, Ken, he said the following, Eshedarko li modet begaso, modet bedako, Tfeilo dako legaso. Priyo argues and it sells if he usually sells in large quantities and now he's selling a small quantity, he doesn't have to do Dumai from there. So says the Gemara now, let's go back to our sugya. Vechen palter, you have this baker that he usually sells in his store, but now he's selling his bakery, which is a place where people don't see him. Vechen palter mida dako, vechonus mida gaso, tfeilo yagaso ledako. Meaning, the same way that we spoke about before, someone who usually sells in large quantities and now he's selling in small quantities, the same thing applies over here. This person usually sells in public and the police force his hand to lower the price. Now he's selling in a concealed way, but that's only a one-time thing. You see that tfeilo gaso adako, I mean the same thing we say by the person who sells large quantities, that when he sells the small quantities, he does have to do Tumai. So this person, this baker, who when he sells outside in public, he does have a kulo, a leniency, not to do Dmai, but when he sells in private, so then he does have to be mafresh, meaning this Mishnah goes like Rameyer. The Mishnah that says that a baker who sells in a concealed way does have to pay Dmai, goes like Rameyer that says you don't go based on what he usually does, you go based on this specific case. Continues down the Gemara to explain why when you sell in small quantities, then a person does have to give out the Dmai. Says the Gemara, Chavrai b'shar b'yuchon b'yat tinoikos de lo yechlun tevel. When you sell small quantities, Many times the buyer will sell his child to go and bring it back, to go and bring the food, because it's only a small quantity that child can carry. If you're relying on the buyer to do the hafrasha, maybe his child will eat it on his way. So therefore, the seller needs to take out the hafrasha. Rav Loi b'Shabbi Yochanan, Rav Loi and Rabbi Yochanan, it's a different reason. Midadako oyu v'amoycher mistaker ha'moycher mafrish. Midagas oyu v'alokeach mistaker ha'lokeach mafrish. When you sell small quantities, who makes the profit? The seller. The smaller quantities you do, the more profit the seller makes. So when you're selling small portions, then the seller needs to do a hafrasha because he's making all the profit. When you're selling in large quantities, the buyer's getting the gain, and therefore he should do the hafrasha. Says the Gemara, Masnisu Meseya Ledin, Umasnisu Meseya Ledin. We have a raya to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, and we have a raya to Rav Loi's explanation. Masnisu Meseya Lechav Raya, we have a raya to the Chavar that said Nimir Rabbi Yochanan, because of Nechemya Oimir, Eichu Tofel Ledako Kedako. Meaning, a person who usually sells small quantities, and here he decided to sell a large quantity, he needs to do the same like he usually does. You go based on majority, and if majority of times he does sell dako, he needs to do a frasho. And vice versa, if usually he sells large quantities, so even though now it's a one time that he sells small quantities, so then he doesn't have to do a frasho. This makes sense only according to Rabbi Yochanan, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the question is, do children come to buy from this person? So if this person always sells in large quantities, children won't come. So he never has to do a frasha. And if he sells always small quantities, even though this is a one-time exception, but children will come, so he does have to do a frasha. But according to Rav Loi, that depends on the profit margin. So it doesn't matter what he usually does. Question of now he makes the profit or not. So this price, it goes like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Mastizu Seyele Ablo, I do have a right to Ablo. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Menosha Birchim Membreiko Oimer, Modod Loi Bedako Chayov. This is what we said till now, that if you sell in a small amount, you are Chayov in Maestris. Says the Gemara that Chavgim Oud Aleph, Afilu Loi Modod Loi Ela Seyo Veroiva, Tzich La'aser Zesoy Roiva. If this person sold him a seyo, which was a large quantity, and then he sells him a roiva, a small quantity, as an addition. He needs to do maisa on the roiva. Why does he have to do maisa on the roiva? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason is that children come to this person. Children don't come to him. He's selling a say, he's selling large quantities. But according to Rav Loi, this makes a lot of sense. Because according to Rav Loi, he needs to sell whatever he makes a large profit. So on the say he didn't make a large profit, he doesn't have to do dmai. But on the roiva that he did a large profit, he does have to do dmai from there. Continues the Gemara and says, Omar Zehiro, Cheshboin Socher Benem. There's not enough nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Loi. Depends how a person calculates his profit, meaning the way he's selling. The Gemara is going to say now that according to Rav Loi, it doesn't really depend if you sell large quantities or small quantities. It depends how you sell the large quantities and the small quantities. So the Gemara says the following, Modod Loi Seyo L'inyon Revoin. If he's selling him a sale, which is a large amount, but he's not selling him as a whole, he's selling him as a accumulation of revoim, meaning selling him a large amount with the price of small amounts. So then the din is, because at the end of the day, the seller is the one who makes the profit, so he has to do the dmai. And the opposite case, he sold him small quantities, but the way he did the profit, he's selling to him with the price of the large quantity. He's selling in very small quantities, but together they join up all the small together. And he's saying, I'm going to sell you all these small quantities for the price of the large quantity. So then, because the buyer is the one who gains, because he's getting the large quantity price, halokeach mafish, lokeach is the one who does the demai. So says the Gemara over here, this will be an efkamino between Rav Loi and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav Loi, this sentence which is said is correct. It all depends on the profit. The larger, if the profit is by the seller, he does the demai. If the profit is by the buyer, he does the demai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it has nothing to do with profit. It has to do with what is the usual sale of this person. If he sells large amounts, so then children don't come to him, he doesn't have to be mafish demai. If he's selling small amounts, Shulchan Katim, and he does have to be mafresh the Dmai. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dmai Daf Chov Beis.